Tomorrow, we're going to kick off a special series on KUOW about the deepening connection between the Seattle area and India. Our reporter Liz Jones went to India to report that story. She told KUW's Bill Radke what got her interested in doing it.
Well, Bill, you know, my beat here is immigration and emerging communities. So my radar is kind of always up for shifts in demographics here, which communities are growing or changing. And I was actually working on a story up near Bellingham and noticed there are a lot of Punjabi farmers, a lot of farmers from the Punjab region of India. I was there doing a story about Latino farmers. So that kind of got me interested. My editor happens to live on the east side, and so she'd been noticing a huge boom in the Indian population. So these two things combined kind of got me curious. I then went and looked at the census data, and something popped out at me. It turns out Washington State has the second fastest growing community of Asian Indians. So that got me excited about, wow, why has this growth happened? Where is it happening? What's it looking like? So I got the chance to apply for a fellowship through the International Center for Journalists to go abroad and find issues that kind of connect a foreign issue with a local audience.
So we're, of course, going to get into all these issues in the series, but you made me curious, why do we have such a fast-growing Indian-American population here?
Well, you might have heard of this software giant over in Redmond.
You're not speaking of Microsoft, are you?
Microsoft.
And there's a connection?
There's a connection. It turns out the tech boom has really been, really correlates with when we see the rise in this Indian community. There was a trickle through the early part of the century, through the 1960s, immigration law changed that kind of opened up to Asians in a new way. So you see the kind of widening path for Asian immigrants coming here. Microsoft set up in the mid-80s, 1990s tech boom. And there's a visa for high-skilled foreign workers called the H-1B visa that was created in 1990. The cap at that time was really high, about 115,000 a year. About half of those go to people born in India. So you see this really correlating timeline of a tech boom here in the Seattle area in Washington State, that visa being created, just really kind of creating a population surge here in the Northwest.
So give us some idea where we're going to go in this series.
Well, I spent 3 weeks in South India. So we go to Hyderabad, India, where Microsoft has the second largest development center outside of the Redmond headquarters. We spend a little bit of time there inside Microsoft. We meet young engineers in India who are looking at the global horizon now and saying, is the U.S. still the best place? We meet families who are spread across these two countries where they're trying to figure out, how do you hold up traditions? Like, how do you care for aging parents when the children are here in Seattle and the parents are there in India? We meet couples who have moved from India to the Seattle area to work in high tech, but run into a snag where only one spouse can get a work visa. And one other family we're going to meet, we believe to be the first Indian family in Redmond. They came in the late 60s, only Indian family there. And what's amazing is the population in Redmond now, 1 out of every 10 people there is Indian. So what a huge change from one family to now 1 in 10.
And after this series, you are keeping the conversation going. What's happening?
Well, two great places to join in the conversation. We're planning an event for January that will be on the east side. It's looking like a story slam to bring some of the stories from the Indian community onto the stage. Because this is really just the start of a conversation, right? These are just some of the stories that we've found, this connection between Seattle and India. But we really want to hear more from the community. Their stories about immigration, about living here in the Seattle area, about the Indian population here in the Seattle area, how it's developing and growing. And then also on Twitter, our hashtag is #2Indias. So a great place to join the conversation there and stay in tune about other events coming up.
KUOW reporter Liz Jones is bringing us this series, Two Indias, Near and Far. And it begins tomorrow. Liz, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.